When I first made the leap from traditional employment to self-employment, I had no idea what the heck I was doing. In fact, I'm glad that I was totally ignorant of all the future mistakes that I would make because I'm 100% certain that I would have stayed at my job. The risks would have scared me shitless. There were a number of things that excited me about the idea of working for myself and the idea of working online. What I didn't factor into my journey was that, like with everything, there would be some things that I would be drawn to in my new working life that I enjoyed and other things that I would dislike. Like, I just didn't really think about that too deeply. It also took longer than I expected to navigate through what I liked, disliked, and why, like where I should be focusing my energies, what lit me up, and what boring, mundane projects that I should do regardless of whether they lit me up or not. So that's just the reality of work. Some things you're going to get super excited about, but there's the mundane part as well. And I think a lot of people don't talk about that when they take the leap. Finally, I was really drawn to the idea of building passive income into my business. And I found myself getting distracted from that goal as I transitioned from self-employment to entrepreneurship. Squirrel was a real thing. So in this episode, I want to talk about what $540 in ebook sales did for my business mindset, why it changed what I focused on, what I focus on, why it changed the way I view my business, and how it made me an entrepreneur, even though I was selling products before that time. In order to get to the show notes, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/ebook sales and mindset. Again, that's michelleismoneyhungry.com/ebook sales and mindset. Online with your blog, vlog, podcast, or online community? Do you keep getting stuck on getting started and aren't sure where to begin? Make sure to grab the free toolkit, Do It Ugly, today. I've made thousands of dollars launching my projects ugly and then refined them as I went along. You can do this too. The Do It Ugly toolkit shares how to get started with your new digital project and how to start making money online with it. Perfect doesn't get paid, done does. Text the following phrase, money hungry, to extension 66866 and get ongoing access to all the free resources that I share with the money hungry community. Let's talk about the journey between self-employment versus entrepreneurship. For many people in the online creation space, that means you'll eventually land in one of the following areas of focus: virtual assistant work, freelance writing, and you can listen to my interview with Kayla Sloan, creator of the 10K VA, which is a course where she shares her journey to becoming a very well-off virtual assistant, making an average of $10,000 or more a month. I'll include a link in the show notes to what she shares about her journey. So, fell into the virtual assistant space as well as freelance writing, and I quickly discovered that I had some issues. Virtual assistant work drove me crazy. It really did. And freelance writing, while it was great when I had good clients, it really drove me crazy when I didn't. And there were some periods when I just had bad clients. Maybe they paid late or they had weird expectations for their team. And I was like, I don't want to be on a team. That's why I'm a freelance writer. So it was just challenging for me. And I was also concerned that I didn't want to build a huge number of clients to the point where I was unable to focus on other things. I was only focusing on freelance writing in order to have income. Like, I wanted to have multiple streams of income. So I was worried that I would grow this huge freelance business and that would be what I did. And I didn't want that. So as time went on, I started experiencing some small wins. Like, I would make affiliate income, which I'm obsessed with and I love. I didn't make tons, but I made enough that I got excited about it. I got paid to work on cool projects. I was attracting money, but I wasn't attracting tons of money. So things were shifting, but it wasn't quite what I wanted. still making small, you know, strides. Finally, I decided to take an 8-month break from freelance writing. And when I started writing again for clients, I started attracting some really awesome projects, and they paid well too, which was fantastic. But then I decided to randomly write a second book. The thing is, I'd written one book before about Colorado, and it sold from time to time. And I found that exciting, but I didn't get super excited about it. Like, I liked that the book was selling, but I didn't focus on it too much. And in fact, I didn't focus on writing ebooks as a major part of my business because it just didn't click for me. Like, I didn't even consider it. But when I wrote that second book and made $540 the first month it was published, I got excited. Then I made even more the following months. That income was so exciting for me because it changed how I felt about what I was doing on a really profound level. I ended up creating a course and promptly sold $3,000 worth of that course the first 6 weeks it was available. So I was like, I'm going to make a course too. And that went well. And that $540, just for some reason, that win made me finally feel like an entrepreneur and finally like a legit online entrepreneur. I had stuff to sell to people that people would actually buy. And I'd finally found a mix of projects that were a good fit energetically for me. What also happened during that time was I began to reimagine what my business would be and what I was capable of as an entrepreneur. For the next year or so, I had the joy of nurturing new authors from stuck to done as they came into my course. And it was so much fun. I loved having the conversations that I did with these new up-and-coming authors who were writing either nonfiction or fiction works. Here are some lessons that I learned from my book experiment. Try new ideas. Avoid investing tons of cash on unproven ideas. So I'd spent about 15 bucks on my book cover for the book that I published, but my first book had made money too. And I in retrospect, I was excited about that book. It just didn't click that this was a big deal or could be a big deal. The product that excites you and lights a fire in your business may surprise you. I'd invested in previous tools to help me with my business, such as courses and coaching. And even though at the time, sometimes I felt like that the courses that I'd taken or some of the coaching didn't come together, when this happened, everything came together. Like, all the stuff that I'd learned before came together. So those previous investments really made sense. And I was thankful that I'd invested in that kind of learning, the coaching and just the other courses that I'd taken, because then I learned what it was like to learn in an online learning environment and also to be a student on the student side. And it just, I loved having that experience. As a result of this win, I was comfortable taking additional risks, such as launching my first ever Money on the Mountain retreat, which will return during the fall of 2021. That was a huge gamble and actually needs its own podcast episode. I've done an episode about it, but I feel like I've had more time to reflect on what worked and what didn't. So I want to maybe record another episode to talk about that. I also felt more comfortable asserting that I was an expert. I kind of lost whatever imposter syndrome I was dealing with before that time. My mindset shifted. Bringing in passive income, regardless of the lower months, like months where I was making less, it still helped eliminate the fear that I had where I was afraid that I could only make money one way. So every single month since I launched that first book, I've made money. Some months I've made a couple of $100. Other months I've made almost $2,000. Like, it just depends on the time of year. And it's been great. absolutely fantastic. Creating new products just became easier. So over time, each time I made a product, it was just easier. I learned to sell both online and offline as a result of this book experiment. I've made money with ebooks again every single month. And that has just been a wonderful feeling to know that I have money coming in from a thing that I did every single month for the past almost 14 months, and it's been wonderful. Again, some months more, some months less, but there's always notifications coming into my email on the 20th of every month. For the past couple of years, I've focused on helping entrepreneurs sell what they already know. It is one of my absolute favorite things to do to help encourage, inspire, and engage with entrepreneurs who are nervous about putting their products, goods, and services out there in the world. One of my favorite ways to support content creators is to help them write and sell their first ebook in order to elevate their brand, make passive income, and assert their expertise. In fact, you could say that I'm obsessed with ebooks and self-publishing in general. However, the longer I ran my self-publishing course, Make Money with Ebooks, the more I discovered that there were certain issues that kept coming up over and over again. And that students had two very distinct learning styles. So the first issue was perfectionism. Some students just were so afraid to start and just needed more coaxing from me and the course community. Self-doubt. Some writers had people in their lives who put down their book idea, and they needed more time to work through how that made them feel. That negative feedback affected their ability to actually start. Time. Many of these would-be authors had limited time, but needed ongoing support and accountability in order to get their books done. They also needed more time to engage with the content that I was sharing with them. Fear. The closer they got to completing their books, the more the next steps in their self-publishing journey became a little scary. Like, once you get your book done, like, how do you market the book and how do you do the tech part and where should you publish? Like, all these questions, even though they were in the course, some students just needed to talk about that because some students needed that connection. So I started brainstorming and working on what would it look like to have a space where future authors are supported through their writing fears. Future authors can work at a pace that works with their current life and still moves them towards getting their books finally done. Future authors were a part of a community that uplifted them every single time they engaged with other writers. Absolutely no negativity allowed. Future authors are connected with experts throughout the year who help break down the craft of writing, how to market their books, SEO, consistency, writing consistency, email marketing, and more. Here's the thing. The community I've dreamed of doesn't exist yet. So I decided to start it, and I need your help as I put it together. And one more thing, I'm launching it next week. So if you are interested in becoming a part of this community, being a founding member of the Make Money with eBooks Academy, please do DM me on Instagram at Michelle is Money Hungry, or you can DM me on Twitter at Mitch Loves Money. You can also email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. I want you to experience a life-changing moment in your business. It could be that you use your book to pitch a speaking gig once we're able to do things in person again, but it could be online. And that speaking gig launches you to something else. So thank you so much for listening. I hope all is going well. Stay safe and wash your hands.